Likely each of us has experienced some form of misunderstanding. So a number of years ago, a friend and I were flying from Calgary to Lima, Peru. And we were arriving at 12:30. Somebody was there going to pick us up, and they were going to take us to their home to stay. Everything was all arranged. But there was a misunderstanding, because we arrived 12:30 at night. Midnight, just after midnight. The person who was supposed to pick us up came at 12:30 after lunch. 12 hours later. Misunderstanding. We ended up staying in a whole hotel. There was also a little bit of misunderstanding with the taxi driver. We weren't sure if he was just taking us around in circles or if he was actually taking us to a hotel. In the gospel reading, Jesus is at the point where there's a lot of misunderstanding. In other words, a lot of people misunderstood Jesus and therefore they rejected him. And who are the people that rejected Jesus but the wise and the intelligent? The people who knew the scriptures inside and out were anticipating a very triumphant Messiah. But if we go to the first reading, we fast forwarded or we went back in time to Palm Sunday. We have a Palm Sunday reading. It speaks about this king who will enter into the city and will be riding on a donkey. No one goes to war on a donkey. Nobody gets misunderstood by that. But also, this king who comes on the donkey will not come to fight, but will come to bring peace. And so even though the wise and the intelligent were very much aware of this scripture, even though they witnessed Jesus come into Jerusalem on a donkey, they were not able to accept him. They rejected him. But who are the ones that accepted Jesus Christ? Who are the ones that accept Jesus Christ today? Well, that would be you. That's why you're here, because there's something within your heart that says that what Jesus did and said is true. It's truth. As you begin and you continue your prayer, you begin to realize that this Jesus is present to you and to all people, and you believe. But it's also back in time, it was the people who followed Jesus, the people who ultimately needed Jesus Christ. But there was something that Jesus offered them. The first thing that he offered them was acceptance. Jesus will always accept you where you're at. It doesn't matter what sinful inclination you go after or what wrongdoings you do. Jesus will meet you where you are and accept you, because Jesus knows you are so much more than your sinfulness. That's why even in the gospel, Jesus chose Matthew, a tax collector, to be his disciple, because he saw so much more in Matthew. It was Matthew that wrote one of the Gospels. It's Matthew's Gospel that we heard today. Jesus always sees the potential. But Jesus also wants us to come to him, because we have many challenges in life, many things that make us weary and heavy burdened. So Jesus didn't want to put more upon us than already exists. He wants to give us freedom. He wants to renew us in our freedom. And as that second reading points out, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you to bring you that freedom, to bring you the rest. So really, when we think about this, we recognize that this is true religion. You know, it doesn't make sense to go about our day, our week, and to have all kinds of challenges and to come here and have burdens placed upon us. We come here today because we want to experience the freedom of the Spirit. We want to live according to the Spirit. Now, the best way to explain this from the letter to the Romans is when Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now, Paul also said, I know what I'm supposed to do, and I still do the wrong thing. But what Paul recognized is that Christ was with him. So we always, as Christian people, we always define ourselves as who we are with Christ. So we are able to forgive other people because of the presence of Christ. We're able to love other people because of the presence of Christ. We're able to believe because of the presence of Christ. So, you know, as we gather and we come to the table of plenty, many people have many misunderstandings about what the Eucharist is. But brothers and sisters, this is the great rest that we receive. This is the risen and the glorified body and blood of Christ that we come to receive. Because in that same spirit of St. Paul, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.